T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's good, man. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Okay. Now, by the way, we were just talking about this. I know you love you some baseball. Do you think this has the makings and potential for an all-time World Series?
It's pretty darn good.
Yes.
Pretty riveting, even though I was at the Stars game last night. I had the World Series on my phone, kept checking on it. Yeah,
I love it. Did you,
game in Dallas?
Yeah, for now. Mm-hmm. Were you proud of the Stars for taking better care of the puck and having better passing lanes along the way?
That mm-hmm. sounds good. Mm-hmm. I was most proud that the defense kind of hung in there and helped Ottinger out and were able to clear out any second chances for the majority of the game.
Now, that is a perfect segue because, as we usually do here, we will talk about defense. But I had a broader question for you to kick this off. What does defensive consistency look like to you for this Cowboys team? Because we've talked a lot about, like, oh, you know, if they can be more consistent or execute and this and that. Like, what does that defensive consistency look like to you for this team?
Well, if we just use the previous two games, you know, against Washington, they basically, you know, kind of cut down on the amount of big plays they gave up, the explosive plays. I think those are the things that really, really hurt a defense. I don't know if I told you guys this, but that first half Sunday, they Broncos needed only 22 plays to score 27 points.
Oh.
So these drives were like 5 plays, 6 plays, 8 plays, 7 plays, whatever, something like that. And I think that's one thing that against Washington, I know they had a big play early, but they kind of limited that. Now, they also had their 4th, 5th, and 6th wide receivers
right on
the field, right?
Right.
So we can consider that. But they eliminated big runs also. Not a 40-yard touchdown run when no one lays a hand on the guy for 40 yards.
Yeah.
So
James,
that's part shocked. Of, yeah, that's part of, you know, that consistency. I thought they were more active up front against Washington, and they certainly weren't in this game. Now, sometimes it has to do who you're playing, right? And, you know, maybe their offensive line was much better than what Washington's offensive line was. So, you know, but that's kind of coach speak for playing uneven from week to week. is, well, we got to be more consistent. Until, you know, that game, the offense scoring 17 points, I'm not counting that garbage time touchdown. The offense had been pretty much consistent other than the second half against Philadelphia and the Bears game. So you can, you know, kind of count on them to score 31 or more points. And this one, not so much. Well, maybe the Broncos were that good. You know, you always blame yourself, right? You never give the other guy any
I am
any
guilty
credit,
of that, yes.
Right? And you know that what Denver's won now, what, five straight games? They got something going.
You know the trap I fall into there, and you're definitely right about that, and it is hard to win games in the NFL. I fall into the trap of, I just look at that first three quarters of how garbage they were against the Giants, and I'm like, are they that good?
Right. And so, does the last quarter count?
Yeah.
So they obviously had something to be able to do that, right?
For sure.
Now look what they've done over five quarters, though. You know, counting the Cowboys game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What does that come to, like 77 points?
It's crazy, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So going back to your consistency, I think that's kind of coach speak. That kind of covers everything. Well, we're not consistent. Well, what wasn't consistent? Were you not consistently prepared the same way? Did you not prepare? Did you not study? Did you take an opponent for granted, which I can't imagine you can take anybody for granted when you're just sitting there at 3-3-1, right?
Sure.
You haven't done anything to act like, oh, okay, I'm just going to walk into Denver and no problem. So I think that has something to do with the consistency. And, you know, was the coaching staff consistent, for how they prepared against Washington to did what they planned to do against Denver not work as well? Maybe something, you know, they said, okay, we can do this, and then they couldn't do it. The pass rush wasn't consistent. Now, if it's effort, then I really got a problem.
Do you think it is?
I just can't imagine you don't go out there and try your best, right? Now, is it preparation, like during the week? Did you practice as hard as you should have? And that's, you know, we don't get to see that, so that's hard to judge. But I just can't imagine guys go out there and try to embarrass themselves by not giving good effort.
Right.
I think it's a fallback. Well, they didn't give good effort. Well, maybe they were just getting their butts beat. You know, maybe they weren't good enough. And God forbid if we ever say that, right?
Yeah.
Whoa, they weren't as good. Well, the score suggests they weren't. Now, for the reasons, that's left to decide.
Marvin Harrison Jr. has not cracked 100 yards this year. He got to 98 against the Titans, but he has not cracked that 100-yard marker.
And played again.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This secondary.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask Mickey, is Dallas thanks the panacea for that?
Oh, nice. You're going to start stealing my word, huh?
Already did.
Yeah, Kevin said it this morning, so it's now just in our
I think I heard it, by the way. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Now, again, you know, who's he playing with at quarterback, too?
Yeah, the difference between Kyler and...
Yeah, and Brissett.
Brissett, the
backup that's been playing. So, yeah, you know, that has a little bit to do with it. I don't know that it's all on the wide receiver, you know, protection, things like that. You know, you can say, well, you know, George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb didn't have as good a game. What happened? Well, I can tell you what happened. It happened in the pocket because Dak was under siege the entire game. You know, the very few times that he have a clean pocket or he didn't have to hurry and throw the ball. So, yeah, that's hard to say just looking at the stat and understanding, well, why is this happening? There's probably a lot of factors that go into that.
Panacea is still on my mind there, Kevin. So that's
it's a good word. Yeah, it has absolutely a good word.
They have a chaos running back room. DeMarcado, you know, the drop ball at the goal line. That running game, though, we've seen Arizona go at the Cowboys before and take advantage of it. That was the first time I think I noticed that Micah struggled in certain areas. That was my first time to notice that. Do you feel like their running game without James Conner is still potent?
Yeah, probably not as good, right? Yeah. There's a reason the guy's the starter, and there's a reason the guys are backups. But I realize they're, you know, not scoring a heck of a lot of points. What is it, in the last 5 games that they've lost, you know, they scored 27 against Indianapolis, but the rest are 20, 21, 23, 15. They haven't been consistent off it. Well, they've been consistently low scoring, right? But here's the other thing. In those 5 losses, none of them have been by more than, what,
4
points? It is remarkable how close they've been in those 5 losses to good teams. Like the teams that they've lost to are good teams, and they're remarkably close.
Yeah, they won by 7. They won by 5. I'm looking at the thing right now.
Every
they
game.
Lost by 1, 3, 1, 4, and 4.
Wow. So gear up for a close game, Mickey.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's this team too, right?
Yeah.
The ones they win, usually not a blowout.
True.
And the ones they lose, you know, doesn't look so good. Although, you know, with a couple of them, you've got a possession at the end of the game down 4 and you didn't do anything with it. And then, you know, you squandered opportunities in the Carolina loss and you lost by 3. And the tie ends up with 1 second to go in overtime.
Right.
So, yeah, you can sit there and go, okay. But sometimes I go back and I look at the 1-15 season in 89.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of close scores, and that's why you say, well, you know, you could have if you did this, but you didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of piles up. Or you can look at, you know, 500 seasons, and you go, well, if you just had done this and this, you at least could have been 9-7, maybe 10-6. So, yeah, that's kind of the way this league goes. Now, you know, the key thing is if defensively in the secondary, if they can get healthy, and I just from the looks of things, you know, maybe Donovan Wilson gets back out there.
Right.
But sounded like from, you know, what Schottenheimer had to say, Hooker not going to get there, Wanye not going to get there. And then Elijah Clark, probably a week or two. So you're kind of in the same situation at the safety position. And now at cornerback, you're kind of in the same deal now. And who knows, even if, you know, after the IR stint for Trayvon Diggs, if he comes back, you know, well enough to play, just being out the three more games.
Speaking of that, I know
somebody bugged my conversation yesterday also.
Okay.
Oh, really?
About
I just chucked on it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I had something for you guys, and then I saw it got in the morning news this morning.
Yeah.
We will stop asking for those things.
No, and so the bottom line was, you know, both surgeries he had were on the left knee, the ACL, and then the crondyle, whatever they called it, this past offseason, right?
Yeah.
And then when Jerry said, well, it's the other knee, well, he was Dr. Jerry was right. It was the right knee, and he's got somewhat of a, how do I explain it, sort of a degenerative thing going on there. And that's why, you know, I don't know if you saw it in games. I've seen it in practice. He's riding the stationary bike to keep that leg loose. And that's what's bothering him. But now that he's on injured reserve and in concussion protocol, then, you know, they don't list a injury update when you're on IR. You're on IR, right? You probably won't hear anything official about that unless Trayvon Diggs decides to talk about it.
Right.
And which, then this other thing, and here's another thing that's bugging me. I keep hearing, and I heard, and so I didn't read it, right? I'm just telling you secondhand information that it was Micah Parsons said the Cowboys forced Trayvon to return sooner than
yes, should've. Yes, he right? said they effed him over.
Yeah, right. Okay, give me a break. Who went with that without trying to double check on it, right? To see what happened.
You know how media culture works? A lot of people went with it.
Here's what happened is he did his off-season training on his own, and he wasn't far as long as he would have been if he'd done it here. And that delayed it. But they didn't force him to go play, right?
Right.
It just took longer than it should have. He should have been ready for training camp, or at least have an opportunity if he was working with the people here, not working on his own from afar. Now, they kept tabs of him. My understanding was they were getting video and stuff like that, but they weren't actually doing it themselves, right? And then, you know, did he continue rehabbing after the break, after the mini camp? Because he should have, to try to get ready for the start of the season.
Right.
Now, who knows if he did or not, because he wasn't here. Guys that were rehabbing, you know, they don't take a break. They continue rehabbing. So, I saw that get started, and it's like, you might double check with somebody else before you, believe whatever Dr. Parsons has to say.
Well,
and best friend, by the way.
Yeah, I am shocked that you insinuate that Mike Parsons would just say something that was not based in
to cover his evidence. Yeah, right. Just like, all right, they forced him to go back too soon. No, he didn't get back soon enough, probably.
Thank you very much, Mickey. Outstanding stuff as always. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.